Call the Thursday, October 5th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll. Mayor, oh, by the way, if you're here for something that I didn't say, you're not here for anything. Mr. Fuchs.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
Here.
Commissioner Morrow.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Mr. Fowler.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Interesting. Item B1 in your packet, approval of the regular meeting minutes of September 21st. Any additions or corrections? For motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to public hearing matters. Item 1, O'Reilly Automotive Stores for Home Supply Store. This is a public hearing on a special use application at 7251 South 27th Street. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, October 5th, 2017 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, and the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 5132, to hear public comment regarding application by O'Reilly Automotive Stores, Inc. for a special use under standard industrial classification title number 5531 Auto and Home Supply Stores. The offer construction of a 7,228 square foot O'Reilly Auto Park store with associated parking, landscaping, fencing, and lighting upon approximately 0.72 acre property consisting of existing home and accessory buildings, which will be raised to allow for the store construction. Property is on B4 South 27th Street, mixed use commercial district, located 7251 South 27th Street.
It appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. A couple things I could add. The building home has been raised, so now it's gone. So the site has been cleared. This area is located within the 27th Street corridor. So the 27th Street design standards do apply. So when the Plan Commission starts to discuss this and wishes to consider approval, not only will there be a generic approval of the special use, there also have to be approval for the waivers. So waivers are when the project in some particular element does not meet a design criteria. So for instance, windows must be clear. If they wanted to have glazed windows or fake windows or something like that, they would not be meeting that design standard of having true, clear, see-through windows. They would have to ask the Plan Commission for a waiver. So the Plan Commission would then say, because they did something else on the building above and beyond what they had to do, they're going to waive the requirement that they have windows that they can see through. And there's a number of those associated with this project that waivers are rather necessary. Many of them are architectural related, but some of them are site design related as well. But in general, as the public hearing mentioned, this is a standalone building for O'Reilly Auto Parts, brand new building that would be constructed. As you can see on the map on the screen, the building would be sort of on the north central portion of the lot, 27th Street to the right, Minnesota to the south or to the bottom.
27th.
Yes.
Minnesota.
Parking lot to the right and to the south. There'll be a fence up on the west side along the property line. There'll be landscaping throughout this property. It's a one-story building, and some of the landscaping or some of the waivers pertain to the landscaping. Some pertain to the parking lot. Some pertain to pedestrian amenities. Not only does the Plan Commission have to think about this building's use today, most buildings last a while. It's not rare that a tenant can change in a building. But we also have to take into account the different expense future uses of the building. So for instance, O'Reilly Auto Parts isn't too keen on putting pedestrian amenities, which would be benches, bike rack, those kinds of things on this property because not too many people bike to this. But in the future, a new tenant could be in this building which would need that or which could benefit from that. So bottom line, staff is recommending approval of this project with a number of conditions, many of which pertain to those waivers. But the final recommendation will come from the Plan Commission. all that information plus what comes from this public hearing, all this information is forwarded to the Common Council, and they'll make the final decision, except for the waivers. The waivers, the final decision comes from the Planning Commission. And that would be it.
Is the applicant here? Okay. Okay, this is a public hearing. First of all, a couple of ground rules. I'm sure none of you will violate any of these, but first, turn off your cell phones or turn them vibrate out of respect for everybody in the room. And since I said that, let me take my own advice. Okay, 3 minutes apiece. We ask that you come to the microphone, give us your name and address. The reason we ask that is in case you ask a question and we need to get back to you, that's how we do that. Also, we record these, so it lets people who listen on the internet to know who's talking. Give your name and address, and then give us 3 minutes, and then off we go. So I will open a public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Please rise, come forward, give us your name and address. Colleen.
My name is Roger Nicholas. I live at 2010 West Minnesota. I have adjoining property there, and my only concern with this is how high the fence is going to be and what kind of fence it's going to be. We need a privacy fence there, would be preferred.
Mr. Deedle. Mr. Fuchs.
The 6-foot wood fence.
Wood slats. Vertical.
No, solid.
It's not a cyclone fence, right? That you didn't intend.
Okay.
Thank you. Colleen, my favorite Minnesota resident. You're all my favorite, but she's my favorite.
You're too much. Colleen Abel, 3027 West Minnesota. This is my first time seeing the site map. Where would the garbage dumpsters be in this site map? Is that shown right there? And how about driveway access? Is this...
Both of those.
So both there, but nothing on 27?
Correct. State won't allow it.
So are there, and I don't have a problem with cars coming from 27th into Minnesota, it's the other way. Are there going to be, like, for deliveries and things like that, are we going to put no trucks allowed on Minnesota?
The older person has asked that O'Reilly agree not to allow the delivery trucks to go west on Minnesota past this, and they have agreed with that. So cars could, any small, normal pickup truck, cargo, you know, van type stuff could, but any, they might sometimes use larger trucks, those will not be allowed to go farther west on Minnesota.
Okay.
So that's why they have two driveways on Minnesota, and one is wider, so it's big enough for the trucks to get in.
And where is the like, delivery entrance? Because it doesn't look like there's access on the back, so it's going to be delivery on the side where the parking lot is? So then on the back side, there isn't any access for anything back there.
No, it might be...
Nick, do you have the truck drawing? Please. We'll get you that information. Because it exists. And then on the way out, Nick, we'll show Roger the fence. It's there. There it is. Nope. No, that's not it.
No, we're looking for that mechanicals. Will they be on the roof?
The answer is yes.
There's the truck. We came in at the 27th and
there you go.
Maneuvered through the site back out to 27th Street.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Colleen. Anyone else? Going once. Anyone else? I will close the public hearing. Questions from the commission to staff or the applicant? Commissioner Fowler.
Yes.
See, I know that look on your face.
There are a number of recommendations in the report that you put together, Joel. Has the applicant agreed to those recommendations?
I believe they have concerns with most of them.
And... The reason I'm asking that, because a lot of these are either involved the 27th Street design standards or our UDO.
Correct.
And since I've been told that 27th Street is one of the gateways into Franklin, we should try to uphold those standards to the best ability we have to make sure that we're standard among all those buildings, and all the entryway to our city should look presentable, and those standards were sent for that.
Correct.
So I would be concerned that if we eliminate some of those recommendations because they would go against the standard that was set for 27th Street.
Well,
I can also volunteer that the older person, I think I might have mentioned that before, agrees with all the recommendations, except for the one that's about moving the building closer to 27th Street. She does not agree with that. And she also agrees with one of the suggestions about having lower light points.
Yeah, I didn't see the need to move the building closer, but some of the other ones, I think, should be incorporated. But I'd hear what other people on the Planning Commission have to say about that.
Well, let me address that.
Sure.
Commissioner Fowler, being one of the guys that helped write those standards. In all of our discussions, and that took us 2 or 3 years, right, Joel? Something like that. I know I, for one, did not anticipate a single retail use on a less than 1 acre parcel when we were discussing these standards. For example, pedestrian amenities like benches and striped walkways in parking lots. Where are you going to do that on a less than 1 acre site? So I appreciate your support of the standards, and I like the fact that you're considering them, but I would urge you to consider each one as a practical matter. I think in this regard, architecture is more important than site amenities. And that's my short speech on that. Commissioner Fowler.
My concern was, if you talk about pedestrian amenities, does that include a sidewalk or an easement or room for a sidewalk on front of 27th Street? Will that be excluded, or will it be?
There is an existing sidewalk on 27th Street. They do not want to connect to it.
And I would agree with you on this.
Yeah, that's unacceptable to me. I mean, eventually 27th Street is going to look like 27th Street North. And there'll be buildings, there'll be sidewalks. And we'll be having this fight. We had this fight with other businesses in the years I've been on the Planning Commission about this. They don't accept it now, and then later we have to fight with them to get something on a property that already exists. That's ridiculous. You put that in for a reason. I agree with the mayor. I think he's right. You know, maybe bike racks, striped pedestrian walkways, but connect to the sidewalk. That's part of the standard. So I will take these one at a time, and I'll listen to other planning commissioners and to the mayor's suggestions, but I think some of these need to be included in this motion.
Commissioner Morrow, Mr. City Engineer also.
I recall when this project first came in and we sat down and had our first discussion, I'm not real crazy about the eastern entrance because it's so close to 27, you get cars coming off. I understand why they want it. We had a discussion about, you know, during the spring thaw, we have a deal where we don't want people riding on our roads unless they have special permission. Unless they're willing to offload off 27th Street, perhaps maybe I'd like to maybe see the shoulder reinforced a little bit with maybe a curbing, something so that I don't have to worry about it shoving out as it goes through there. I didn't see anything in the recommendations regarding a sidewalk along Minnesota. Why wasn't that mentioned?
There's nothing to connect to further west, and it's such a short stretch because of the two driveways.
But especially as you have traffic coming off of 27th Street, I think that's, if you have someone walking in the street, I think, and plus somebody trying to pull out right there, I think you're asking for too many conflict locations. I'd like to see a sidewalk on Minnesota. Is that a possibility? I know my staff had a lot of conversations back and forth on things that weren't done. And I, looking in here, I see a lot of things we recommend that they resubmit. How close is this plan to what you consider a final submittal, or would you like to see a final submittal?
We would be okay with all or most of these conditions being conditions of approval. So the plans be revised in most cases by time of building permit, some of these conditions by time of occupancy permit. We're okay with that. Most of the changes are small. The biggest one would be moving the building, and I believe that's only even a suggestion from us, not a recommendation. That would probably be the biggest one. I think all the other ones are small enough that I'm comfortable recommending those conditions for staff review and approval prior to building permit or occupancy.
I think I agree with Commissioner Fowler. Moving the building doesn't bother me, but it's all the other little things I think are important here.
Commissioner Haley.
Thank you. I will weigh in on the sidewalk issue. I think it definitely should be, and I'd also strongly recommend that it be put up in the northeast corner in the landscape space rather than striping it across the parking lot. What's going to end up happening is they'll put that through the handicap parking spaces through there. It's not a safe thing if you can avoid it. And
you're saying here?
I'm saying there. There's nothing else planned for that.
You and I are on the same page, Kevin. Yes. Amazing.
Yes. Then I have one question for staff or whoever. How are we dealing with stormwater pretreatment, whatever? I'm understanding from the report that they're just taking it to the storm out on 27th, or that's their hope. Are we doing any sort of pretreat or anything on this? We got a lot of impervious surface.
Yeah, they're below the requirements, and so we did not recommend anything. I don't think we suggested anything, though, so this might be new to them, although I would suspect it probably wouldn't be too keen on doing it.
Commissioner Fowler?
Just one last thing. On the landscape plan, what is the applicant's opinion on what we are asking here? It seemed like it's very extensive recommendation. Do I agree with most of what the staff is recommending?
They're here. They can answer them, too. I think my guess is the ones that are site-related, they'd be more open to, except for moving the building. I suspect the architectural ones, they're going to be more resistant to. But the applicant is here. We can ask.
If I could follow up on that, we may not, I understand that no stormwater treatment is required because of this acreage, but canopy trees do provide a certain amount of stormwater treatment because they intercept the rain before it hits the pavement, and there's some evaporation that takes place even during a rainstorm. So evergreens don't provide the same amount of that stormwater management that canopy trees do, so I would really encourage that. I saw that they have almost all evergreens.
And
correct, but these I believe the canopy trees during the warmer years of the month when we do tend to get most of our rainstorms, that would be a beneficial thing for stormwater if they're not to provide any other stormwater management. So I might address that later.
Alderman Dandrea, you have the look on your face.
Well, as long as the elder woman who's this project falls in supports the project, I would go along with it. I mean, we've got a complete streets program, so the sidewalks that everybody has alluded to, there's going to have to be some type of safety measure there and connectivity along 27th Street. It's noted that the rest of 27th Street coming down is going to eventually happen, and you're going to get stuck. So it's reality. It's going to happen, okay? In regards to the other individual topic items, as everyone or Mr. Fowler wants to start going through them individually, then we can decide if we're in agreement or not with it. Okay.
Commissioner Olley? Lynn?
Well, I wanted to know on Minnesota, there is no sidewalk.
Correct.
And if you want it to come on Minnesota, and it'll just end, the residents who live there it's not going to connect, and they'll have to pay for, if the sidewalk continued, you would want it to go more west?
Commissioner Morrow.
I don't believe I'd make O'Reilly extend the sidewalk, but I would want to take the sidewalk to the edge, and if we were to decide to extend it later, that'd be a common council decision.
Said differently, you want O'Reilly to put a sidewalk on their property.
Yes.
Not require the residents on Minnesota to the west to put sidewalks on until such time that the common council does their due diligence, whatever happens.
Correct. And that would at least get the pedestrians past all the traffic in and out.
And later they won't be – now we say we're not going to have them have to go with it, the residents, but
Well, this, you want to answer your own problem?
No, go ahead.
This avoids a problem in the future with O'Reilly saying, no, we're not going to accept your special assessment. We don't want sidewalks.
Okay.
Because it'll be in.
All right.
Now, for the residents, it provides the Common Council a little bit of additional leverage to say, we want you to put we want to put sidewalks in front of your houses because it's already at O'Reilly's. Just so you know, that's out there. But there is a safety, as the city engineer highlights, there's a safety margin putting sidewalk here so that you're not walking in here, getting hit, potentially hit by cars, and it provides a safety measure as you cross the driveways. That's why we would want to put sidewalks on Minnesota and this property, correct?
Correct.
God. 26 years doing this, pick up some things once in a while. Commissioner Fowler.
No, that was my point.
And I'm on the same page as Commissioner Fowler. Wow.
That rarely happens.
Okay, anybody else? So I will point out to the commission that as we go through these, the recommendations or suggestions come with conditions. So it's staff recommends approving the exception, provided that. The terms he didn't provide that. So, Mr. City Attorney.
Question for staff. With regard to individual motions on each of the requested waivers and doing those separately, is within the resolution, the staff conditions, they all do have the supplemental enhancements required so that that wouldn't have to be added to a motion or anything, correct? It would just.
Yes. If everybody wanted the page back and forth, because I was thinking it just for the sake of the Plan Commission, why is that condition there? It's related to a specific waiver. So as long as you're willing to go page back and forth from, or listen to the motion as the mayor reads it, and go to that recommendation and then the draft resolution, that would work too. And we just have it there for our back to the resolution.
So the only requirement of the motion would be to waive the required standards as set forth in the resolution.
Yes.
And for reminder to the Plan Commission, waivers do require 5 votes to approve.
Pardon me for 1 second. I want to make sure. If we go to item 4, which doesn't relate to A.
Cross asset.
Yeah. Our motion to waive the standards for parking is.
Waivers start at 15.
Thank you. Okay, turn to
page four.
Yeah, I was reading it, but there's no condition there, Joel. So if we waive the parking requirements, it does not require an analysis of parking at their other stores to justify the reduction. So that's Mr. City Engineer, Attorney.
One thought would be, and that the way the resolution is crafted pertaining to the supplemental improvements / enhancements, it's basically as a package. In general, they're interrelated. Correct, Mr. Dietl? They're interrelated. There might be a singular waiver that in the big picture works with an enhancement being provided, but it's not specifically stated for that one, but overall the interconnection?
Yes, there are some of the waivers overlap with one another, and we'll have the recommendation the first overlap. Let me just refer back to that one for the other waivers.
So in the general realm of the city planning manager saying standards of the code are met with regard to supplements, even if for one out of the many, that particular supplement enhancement is not specifically stated in that one line of the resolution.
But they are in the resolution. For example, the parking one is condition 7, which is requiring parking demand.
Now, that standard is not one of the waivers, though. That's just the normal UDO parking standard.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, let's start. Do you want to get started? You ready to get started? You ready? All right. Okay. So as a business matter for this, we move on now to approvals of waivers and the special use. So we're going to vote on it now, just so everybody knows. Item
close,
C1.
Did we close the public hearing? Did we close the public hearing?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, man.
I'm glad you're looking out for me, Dave. Item C1, O'Reilly Automotive Stores, an auto and home supply store use. Relative to Section A, requested waivers of the South 27th Street Design Overlay District Standards. Is there a motion to waive? This is under item A. Is there a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0352A pertaining to parking ratios? Commissioner Fowler.
I would waive that, but do we not have to strike, provided that the applicant moves the building closer to South 27th Street with relocation of one aisle of parking to the western portion of the site or plan? Do we need to strike that from the resolution?
Yes. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, so we're waiving the parking requirements, not requiring them to move the building. Okay, 5 affirmative votes. Are all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Note that the mayor did not vote on this matter because I don't need to. Okay, move on to item B, a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0353B pertaining to site furnishings. This is bike racks, benches, etc. Is there a motion regarding this matter?
So moved.
I'll second.
Discussion of waiving, Alderman Fowler, waiving benches and...
I would waive that, but is this where we should add in the sidewalk that we'd like added? Is this the place to do or add that as separate? I would
and
defer to the city engineer.
Separate one?
Okay. Then I'm... Never mind.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion to waive site amenities?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries as per rules. Go to item C, a motion to waive the required... Mr. Deedle, Mr. Fuchs.
Should we be mentioning at the end of the motion again, referring back to that it does include the bike racks and trash receptacles and benches?
Yeah.
Or because it's already in the draft resolution that way, we don't need to mention that, only if we want to remove it.
I understood that all the motions are going to be as standard language pursuant to the term set forth in the resolution.
Mr. Fuchs.
So the applicant will be required to provide the pedestrian amenities as stated in condition 16.
We should strike.
Staying this hereby waived, provided the applicant submitted revised site development plans or review and approval that includes site things such as benches, trash, or is that language being struck?
Seems to me to be
struck.
You're striking it out.
Conflicting.
Yeah.
Because you waive it in the first half of the sentence and then put it back in the second.
Well, the waiver would be that they would have to do that throughout the entire site, and we're just asking for just some token amounts of that stuff. So it's the amount that they're providing, which is sort of the waiver. But we're still waiving it with a condition that they do a little bit.
Two benches, two trash receptacles, three trash receptacles, one on either end and one in the middle.
I would be okay with one of each.